Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Bob Berry. This hair-raising tale is entitled A Hair Closer. This young man probably cried when he went to the barber as a young child. Now, however, he relishes sitting in the chair, covered with a black nylon cape and relaxing from his day's labors. Sometimes, however, kid-like frights can come back to do more than haunt.
A silver sports car dug into the pavement at 7th and Hart Street and let out a shriek as it headed down the main drag. Dan Foley maneuvered around a slower car and pointed the hot engine machine toward a vacancy in front of Bert's barbershop. With the top down, Dan's jet black hair tossed recklessly in the air, making him feel the comfortable sense of freedom and arrogance to which he was accustomed. He threw his 28-year-old frame from the car without opening the door with the agility of a 10-year-old and sauntered along the sidewalk, whistling the top tune of the day. The doorbell jingled as he entered the shop with its familiar smell of hair tonic and shampoo.
How's things, Dan?
Couldn't be better, Bert. How's it with you?
No answer, as usual. Bert is concentrating on cutting a young boy's hair. He's almost finished with the kid. Good. Only a short wait. Hyperactive. That's me. I like the sound of the word. Aside from myself, I love two things in this life. Money and women. Not necessarily in that order. Have a good paying job, single and good looking, if I do say so myself.
How's the car running?
Fine, just fine.
Had a chance to check out her gas mileage?
Not yet. Lucky if I'm getting 5 to the gallon, though. That baby's no social drinker.
Dan looked at Bert in the mirror and realized that although he was getting his hair cut here for years, he didn't even know Bert's last name. He was a pleasant, easygoing guy, this Bert. He reminded Dan of a bartender, the type of guy you wanted to talk to. Never had much to say, but is a good listener and one of the few who knows of Dan's escapades, so Dan enjoyed telling him things, particularly about his female conquests. When the boy was finished, his mother fished through her purse for the $9. Bert flapped the white smock in the air a couple of times, sending hair clippings flying, and stepped to the cash register as the boy and his mother left. Dan tossed the magazine aside and climbed onto the soft cushioned chair. He was immediately throttled with a thin tissue strip about the neck and gently covered with a white, fresh smock.
Been behaving yourself, Dan?
Trying to. Hasn't been easy. Of course I haven't been behaving myself, Bert. Jeez. You'd think you could come up with more original chatter.
How do you want it?
Light trim. Leave it heavy over the ears.
They keeping you busy?
Nah. Things are slow at the plant. Summer months, generally.
I mean your girlfriends. I know you don't do anything at work.
Here we go again. Have to feed Bert lurid conquest information. Oh well. Nice to have someone who appreciates, at least, hearing of carnal activities. I have a brand new pet since I saw you last. Just wait till I tell you about this one.
All ears.
5'1", brunette. Around 100 pounds.
Single?
Married.
Another one. Dan, you gotta stop horsing around with the marrieds. I'm telling you, you're gonna get yourself in trouble.
But this one's worth it. And you know something? She's not what you'd expect.
How old?
38, 39. Decent figure, beautiful face, big, sad brown eyes.
Shave?
Sure.
Hot towel coming. How'd you meet her?
This is going to make Bert's day. Go into it gradually before I get to the juicy stuff. She came to the plant to do an article on local businesses. She talked to several of us. Then I invited her to lunch, and one thing led to another. Lonely little thing. Neglected at home. You know the old story. Husband probably puts all his energy into his work or as a girl on the side.
What's he do? Close your mouth now. Here comes the lather.
No clue.
Kids?
None. I tell you, Bert, this one's a gold mine. Seems bored with everything. So, you know me. Give her a little sweet talk and tell her I'm lonely too, and boom, I've got her eating out of my hand.
What about the husband?
Works days. Fact is, I'm heading over to her place in a couple hours. They have a home just west of town, surrounded by trees. No neighbors. Perfect setup.
Uh-huh. West of town?
Yeah. Beautiful setting.
Does she have anything to say about her husband?
We haven't had time to talk about him. We're still on the honeymoon stage. But Dottie did say, ouch! Cut my cheek, Bert. Bleeding all over.
Dan looked in the mirror just in time to see Bert standing behind him with tears in his eyes. Dan was then briefly aware of a sharp, red-hot pain across his neck.
A Hair Closer was written and directed by Bob Berry. The cast included Tyler Marks, Pat Crowley, and Bob Berry. Original theme music by Brian Lee Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I am your host, Bob Berry. Join us next time for another episode of A Walk in the Dark.